Today I want to talk about marketing failure. Have you ever wondered how there came to be so many internet marketing experts and search engine optimizers in the world? My guess is because it is so darn easy a caveman could do it. At least it seems that is what they were told back in marketing school. I love marketing. It's the only reason I watch the Super Bowl. I love to see great marketing and watch companies take off like an eagle. The unfortunate reality is that unskilled marketing flies with all the grace of a dodo bird. I want to share two extreme examples of marketing failure I've recently been assaulted by. I received each of these in just the last few hours, and they come in great abundance each and every day. I think these examples explain a lot about why I encounter so many people skeptical about their marketing efforts. It is this kind of marketing that damages my whole industry. Marketing fail one, mold providing. I will start with an email message I received only a few hours ago offering to sell me molds. Molds? Yes, molds. Why somebody would try to sell me molds is way over my head. This marketing failure was not only way off the target audience, but they even spelled the product name wrong in the subject line of the email. Then they went on to write the email as if they were the SEO just out of search engine optimization school trying to make the most of their keywords. I guess they needed to search engine optimize their email for some reason. Needless to say, I will not be purchasing any molds, so don't even go there. This goes well beyond just a language barrier, so before you give this marketing engineer a break, consider how he and millions of other spammers like him damage the marketplace for others. They collectively hinder the attention span and trust of each of us and make us more stubborn about our marketing expectations. Okay, here's the email. This is what this guy sent me. Subject: mold providing, spelled M-O-U-L-D. So they spelled it wrong there, but they spelled it right everywhere else. Dear sir slash madam, our company, King Mold Limited, is located in Shenzhen City, something China. We are middle size of mold marketer company and about 100 machines in-house. We made about 500 molds last year and 90% molds were exported to Europe, North America, and other overseas areas. We are able to make small and simple molds, big and complex molds. We have made some insert molds, over molds, two short molds, gas assistant molds, unscrewing molds, hot runner molds, and complex molds with many sliders, drive-by hydraulic cylinder. Thank you for your time in advance. Your prompt attention will be highly appreciated. Sincerely yours, Tony, Marketing Engineer. You may be curious how Tony, the Marketing Engineer, targeted me for this brilliant marketing campaign. I don't know why I seemed like I might be a guy that would buy molds. I was curious too, though. You know, I love tracking things because I'm a marketer. This particular marketing failure came by way of an email addressed to the big cheese at Very Important Guy, which is an address that I used in only one place ever. That was in a blog article I wrote at mobilelocalsocial.com titled CC, How Social Media Killed Email. And I knew at the time some spiders would come and scoop it up and I'd be getting some spam. Marketing fail two. I want to start on a new marketing failure here. First page Google listing. I want to explain that this email came from my contact page at awebguy.com and the sender had to pass a CAPTCHA form to send it. What makes me really want to reach out and wring the collective neck of this form of marketing expert is that it has led a lot of people to think of search engine optimization as a joke. Here's the email I received. Want more clients and customers? We will help them find you by putting you on the first page of Google. Email us back to get a full proposal. I wonder what exactly they would like to get me ranked on the first page of Google with. Maybe the term how to sell SEO? Oh yeah, but I'm already ranked in the top two for that search. I'm already there for about a squillion competitive industry terms. I mean, it's what I do professionally. Maybe they can get me on the Google homepage just under the logo. How much does that cost? What really drives me nuts about this is that although it separates the good and bad SEO, it still gives a lot of companies a real reason to hate people in my industry. It makes it even harder to overcome that disgusting image of some fat, unbathed guy in a pair of filthy nylon boxers sending out email and tweeting some crap about his new earn money fast online scheme and how he is the real deal and he can make your company successful overnight. Well, screw it. I think I'll go back to bed. My head hurts from thinking about it. If you leave me a comment, that's fine, but I'm not buying any damn SEO or molds, so put it out of your mind right now. Thanks for sticking around. Hit me up at awebguy.com, leave me a comment, and tell me what you think about this kind of marketing and how it damages an industry. Have a great day.